Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. A Palmdale man today sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for putting his semen into a co-worker's water bottle and other items. KMX 1070's Margaret Quero live in Santa Ana with more.
Along with the time, Stevens Milan Castro has to register as a sex offender. A judge last month convicted him of several misdemeanors of assault and battery for putting his semen in a female co-worker's belongings because she filed an HR complaint after rejecting his advances. At sentencing, Milan Castro's attorney renewed his argument that his client acted out of revenge, not sexual gratification.
Clearly, this was a very specific, pointed, situational circumstance, and not something that the public at large needs to be worried about or that anyone's going to benefit by having him on the registry.
The judge, however, did not agree.
This court feels that his response to this victim is something that is likely to reoccur. She did not provoke it. She didn't instigate it. They're not unusual. Half the population is female. So whenever he is angry or rejected at a woman, it seems to the court that it is likely he will try to have some type of sexual revenge because it was the only thing that would satisfy his anger.
Milan Castro does have more than 70 days of credit towards his sentence. Reporting live in Santa Ana, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Today we'll get some new coronavirus safety guidelines from the state, including on how to party like it's 2020.
The holidays are almost upon us, but as we all know by now, it's not going to be the same. Today the state health department will release its guidelines on celebrating Halloween in the midst of COVID-19.
Dr. Galley will also be updating on some other guidelines, including the guidelines we put out on Friday, related to minimizing mixing and cohorting friends, family, or outside of your household.
Also this week, Newsom and health officials will be touring theme parks to put together a plan on how and when they can reopen.
With some insight visits and some deeper collaboration, even beyond some of the larger theme parks, but many of the smaller theme parks.
State health officials also say they will soon announce if tattoo parlors can reopen in purple tier counties like hair and nail salons did. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
The public gets to weigh in today on a bankruptcy plan that would allow Exide Technologies to abandon its Vernon facility while thousands of area residents are still waiting for dangerous contamination to be cleaned up.
The proposed deal worked out with the feds would let Exide walk away for $2.5 million. Governor Gavin Newsom calls it unacceptable. The state has already spent more than $270 million on the cleanup around the plant that was shut down years ago. It's nowhere near done and could cost hundreds of millions more to complete. In a statement, Newsom accuses Exide of brazenly releasing lead dust and other toxic substances into the air for decades, poisoning schools, backyards, and playgrounds, and now using bankruptcy to evade responsibility. Exide has not responded to our request for comment. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Should point out the virtual public meeting gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Details are posted on our website, KNX1070.com. We're seeing a strong start to early voting by mail in California. The latest stats show more than 660,000 people have already sent in their ballots in just a week. That's 3% of the total electorate. Number cruncher Paul Mitchell of the firm Political Data says it looks like voter turnout will be record-breaking in 2020.
I would predict that we probably see percentage rates of turnout that are close to the 1980 election. So we're talking you know, you have to go back four decades essentially to get turnout numbers like we're going to have. And in terms of raw votes cast, we're going to shatter any election.
He says that 57% of the early voters are registered Democrats, 21% Republicans. A surprise problem has come up in connection with election ballots and COVID.
Some people have been really worried about the possibility of getting COVID from things they touch, and mail-in ballots are no exception. Apparently, people have been spraying their ballots with disinfectant. A county spokesperson in Sacramento said they've been getting ballots with smudged ink, and that runs the risk of invalidating the ballot. Another thing to avoid, putting the ballot in the microwave. According to the Sacramento Bee, the ballots themselves, which are inside envelopes, have not been touched by human hands for days or maybe even more than a week when they come to you, so they should not contain any live virus. So don't worry. Just fill it out according to the directions, sign it properly, then mail it in or put it in an official drop box. That's it. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County firefighters now have some new emotional support available as they deal with the stress of their jobs. Two very special dogs are set to join the department today as part of a new program to help firefighters who are suffering from anxiety or PTSD because of their very hard work. The Labrador Retrievers have gone through hundreds of hours of training to support firefighters, which even includes learning how to pick out the ones who need the most comforting.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.